السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Al-Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, today we are going to continue from where we left off from Surah An-Nisa. So inshallah, starting from ayah number 59. And the lesson today is going to go from this ayah to ayah number 69, inshallah. So from ayah 59 to 69. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 59.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا ألم تر إلى الذين يزعمون أنهم آمنوا بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك يريدون أن يتحاكموا إلى الطاغوت وقد أمروا أن يكفروا به ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا إلى ما أنزل الله وإلى الرسول وإلى الرسول رأيت المنافقين يصدون عنك صدودا فكيف إذا أصابتهم مصيبة بما قدمت أيديهم ثم جاءوك يحلفون بالله إن أردنا إلا إحسانا وتوفيقا أولئك الذين يعلم الله ما في قلوبهم فأعرض عنهم وعظهم وقل لهم في أنفسهم قولا بليغا وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا ليطاع بإذن الله ولو أنهم إذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما ولو أنا كتبنا عليهم أن اقتلوا أنفسكم أو اخرجوا من دياركم ما فعلوه إلا قليل منهم ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا وإذا لآتيناهم من لدنا أجرا عظيما ولهديناهم صراطا مستقيما ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 59 to ayah number 69, inshallah. So today for our theory, we are going to continue the topic where we left off. So ahkam an-nun as-sakinah wa tanween. And then we did cover the first rule of nun sakin and tanween, which is the rule of idhar. Now for idhar, we learned that idhar is from the word dhahara, meaning to make clear. And the reason why idhar is called this is because the nun is going to be pronounced very clearly without any additional nasalization or additional ghunnah. So this is the term idhar. And the letter of idhar are six, so it is the six throat letters: hamza, ha, ayn, ha, ghain, kha. So anytime you have any of these six throat letters and the letter before is a nun sakin or the letter before has a tanween, then you are going to have a very clear nun sound. So for example, Surah Fatiha an-na'amta. So here nun is going to have sukun, ayn is from the throat, the nun sound is very clear. Shakiran alima. So here again, shakiran, very clear nun sound. Alima, ayn is from the throat. And then we have qawlin illa. So in this case as well, we have lin, which is a tanween, followed by the letter hamza. So hamza is going to be one of the throat letters. So here as well, there is idhar. So the next rule, inshallah, that we're going to cover is the rule of idgham. So what is idgham? Idgham is from the word mudgham. Mudgham meaning to merge. And as you can guess by this word, idgham, the sound of the noon is going to be merged into the letter that comes after. So if you have a noon sakin or a tanween, it is going to merge into the next letter, and that is going to make the noon sound silent. So this is the rule of idgham. Now what are the letters of idgham? Please remember this mnemonic. The letters are yarmalun, ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, noon. So these are the letters of idgham, yarmalun, ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, noon. Now when it comes to idgham, we have idgham of two types. Okay, so please remember these two types. We have idgham with ghunnah and we have idgham without ghunnah. So what is ghunnah? As we learned when we were doing the sifat, ghunnah is basically taking up any sound into the nose. So anytime something is getting nasalized, the sound goes up into the nose, we say that this sound has ghunnah. So even when it comes to idgham as well, there is going to be an idgham that goes up into the nose. The sound is going to go up into the nose. You're going to be using the khayshum or the nose. And then we also have idgham without ghunnah. So without ghunnah, meaning the sound is not going to go up into the nose, you are not going to utilize the nose at all, there is not going to be any sound of mim, and there is also not going to be any sound of noon. So no mim sound, no noon sound, there is no ghunnah. It is not going to go up into the nose. So for both of these, idgham with ghunnah and idgham without ghunnah, we are using the same letters. So for idgham, it is yarmalun. For idgham with ghunnah, the letters are going to be from yarmalun, we take out ya, nun, mim, and waw. So the word yanmu means to grow. So this is the mnemonic that we use for idgham with ghunnah. So these letters are going to have ghunnah when the letter merges within them. Ya, nun, mim, and waw. And then we have idgham without ghunnah. So this is going to be any of the letters from yarmalun that are not part of yanmu. So ya, nun, mim, waw. What do we have left? We have lam and we have ra.
So these two combined, yanmu plus lam and ra, give us yarmalun. So from yarmalun letters, from the idgham letters, four of them have ghunna and two of them are without ghunna, meaning two of them do not go up into the nose. Now, inshallah, when I give you an example, you are going to hear exactly what I mean by ghunna, exactly what I mean by going up into the nose. So for idgham, if we have noon or a tanween followed by these letters, you're going to merge one of these letters of yarmalun into the next letter. Okay, so for example, if we have the letter ya, so we have noon a sakin, we have famen. Noon has a sukun. The next letter is yastamir. So this is the word yastamir. So when we have noon famen, the next letter is ya, which is part of yarmalun. It is idgham with ghunna. We're going to merge this together. Fa may yastamir. So now you can hear that noon sound is merging into the ya. Fa may. And you can hear it's going up into the nose. Naturally, because there is that noon sound, it is going to go up into the nose. And if it goes up into the nose, this means that it has ghunna. Or we have tanween, and followed by the letter ya. Yawmay yaj'al. Now you can hear that tanween is merging into the next sound. And then we also have, for example, the letter noon. So if we have noon sakin followed by another noon, in noon sakin followed by the letter nafa'at, noon fatha. So we merge this together as well. In nafa'at, in nafa'at. Now you can hear I'm merging them together. Or if we have a tanween, adhaban nukra. So I'm merging the tanween with the next letter, which is noon. Or even if the next letter is meem, I will merge them together. Min mahis. So noon is going to have sukun. Min, the next letter is meem, mahis. So let's merge these together. Mim mahis. Mim. So you hear it's going up into the nose. Kitaban, this is tanween. The next letter is meem, mu'ajjala. Kitabam mu'ajjala. Kitabam. So you hear that it's merging and going up into the nose. And then if we have noon sakin followed by the letter waw, miwaliyin. Miw. So you hear that it's merging together. And then if we have tanween followed by the letter waw, طيباً وشكروا. So now you hear that it's merging together within the next letter. And there is also غنّة. All of these are going up into the nose. فَمَيْ إِن مِمْ مِيُّ. So for all of these, because they are going up into the nose, there are going to be idgham with ghunna. So again, the letters for this are yanmu, ya, nun, mim, and waw. Only these four. Now for idgham without ghunna, these letters are lam and ra. So what we're looking for here is, again, we want a nun sakin or we want a tanween, and the next letter is going to be either a lam or a ra. So if we have min, here nun has a sukun, min, lam is going to have fatha, lam is the next letter. And then instead of saying min ladunhu, instead of saying min ladunhu, we're going to merge these together and say min ladunhu. Now here you do not hear that nun sound at all. I am not going to say min ladunhu, min ladunhu. So make sure you are not saying that noon at all. You're just going to drop that noon completely and move on straight to the lam. Min ladunhu. Now because there is no noon sound at all, there is not going to be any ghunna. And you are going to be able to tell this as well, that if you close your nose, it is not going to stop the sound at all. It is not at all going up into the nose. This is idgham without ghunna, without nasalization. And then the same thing for tanween followed by the letter lam. Fitnatan lahum. So I'm not saying fitnatan lahum. I am not saying the noon sound. I'm merely going on to the letter lam. Fitnatan lahum. And then same for the letter Ra. If we have Noon Sakin, Min, the next letter is Ra. I am not going to say Min Rabbikum. I'm going to merge them together and I'm going to make them one. Mir Rabbikum. There is no nasalization. It is not going up into the nose. Mir Rabbikum. And then also if we have Tanween, Ghafurun, followed by the letter Ra. Ghafurur Rahima. Ghafurur Rahim. So here you can see that it is merging together. So this is the rule of idgham. So for idgham, again, we have with ghunna and we have without ghunna. So with ghunna meaning the sound is going up into the nose. And then we have without ghunna meaning that it is going to be without any nasalization. The sound will not go up into the nose. You are completely dropping the sound of the letter noon and you're going to merge it instead with the next letter. So for the letters of idgham with ghunna, we have yanmu, ya, noon, mim, and waw. And then for without ghunna, we only have the letters lam and ra. So this is the rule of idgham. Now when it comes to the rule of idgham, we actually have four exceptions to these rules, okay? And the exceptions are called the rule of idhar mutlaq. So this is what it is called. So idhar al-mutlaq is the exception to the idgham rule. Okay, what this means is that the idgham is occurring in the middle of a word. Okay, so normally if you saw the examples that I gave, all of them were at the end of a word. So we had Nun Sakin at the end, فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعْ إِنَّ فَعَتْ, or it was a Tanween, يَوْمَنْ يَجَعَلْ. So in all of these cases, the Nun Idgham, the Nun Sakin or the Tanween of Idgham, it was all in the ending of the word. But if an idgham occurs in the middle of a word, then there is not going to be any idgham. And this is known as idhar mutlaq. So we have these letters that are always going to be read with idhar. Why idhar mutlaq? Because this is what that term is called. Idhar meaning the noon sound is going to be clear. And we have four examples of this in the Quran. Okay, and the most famous one that I think everyone knows is the word ad-dunya. So when you look at the word ad-dunya, you are going to see that there is a noon sakin followed by the letter ya. Now what we just learned is that if you see a noon sakin and the next letter is ya, you're going to merge the noon within the ya. But in this case, because it is occurring in the middle of the word, you are not going to merge them together. Normally you would say ad-dunya, you would merge the noon and the ya. But because this occurs in the middle of the word, this is an exception to the idgham rule. And here you are going to apply idhar instead. Ad-dunya. Noon sound is very clear and the ya, you're going to read it as is. You are not going to merge them together. So this is the first example. We have the word ad-dunya. The second example that we have is the word qinwanun. So here as well, we have noon sakin followed by the letter waw. Normally, you would merge them and say qinwanun, but because this is in the middle of a word, there is no idgham, you are going to read them with idhar. The noon sound is going to be very clear. Qinwanun. And then also we have the word sinwanun. Here as well, we have noon sakin followed by the letter waw. Because it is in the middle of the word, there is going to be no idgham. Instead, you are going to read them with idhar. And then finally, we have the last word, bunyanun. So noon followed by the letter ya. Again, because it is in the middle of the word, you are going to read this with idhar. You are not going to give it idgham. So this is the exception to the idgham rule, that if you find noon sakin followed by ya or waw in the middle of the word, there is not going to be idgham. Instead, you're going to read it with idhar. You are not going to merge them together. And again, there's only these four words in the Quran. Anytime you find any of these words, you can underline them, memorize these words, and then you will remember that these are the letters that are the exception to this rule. How do we find the signs of idgham within the mushaf? Now, I mentioned in the last class that for idhar, you are going to see that there is a visible sign of sukun on the letter noon, or you are going to see that that letter that has tanween, the tanweens are aligned perfectly. So they're right on top of one another. Now, the sign for idgham is going to be that that noon is not going to have a sukun. Okay, so the noon does not have a sukun, And the letter after is going to be a letter with shadda, okay? So the meem with shadda, noon with shadda, lam with shadda, or ra with shadda. So this is the sign of these letters, okay? So you're going to have noon with nothing on top, and the next letter is going to be meem, noon, lam, or ra with a shadda. So waw and ya usually do not have a shadda. They're just going to have a normal harakat. But for these other four letters, they are always going to have shadda. So if you see that there is a noon with nothing on top and the next letter has a shadda, it is going to be idgham. So this is a good sign that that letter has idgham. For tanween as well, you can tell that it has idgham. How? Because the tanween is not perfectly aligned. So you're going to see the fatha, one is a little bit to the left, and then the other is a little bit to the right. Same thing with the kasra, one is leaning a little bit, they're not straight, they're a little bit crooked. And the same thing with dhamma, one dhamma is to the left, and the other dhamma is to the right. They are not stacked on top of each other. And then also, of course, you're going to see that the next letter has shadda. Mim with shadda, noon with shadda, lam with shadda, or ra with shadda. So this is a good way to tell if it has idgham or not. If you see that that tanween, first off, is not aligned, or if you see there is a noon sakin without the sukoon on top and the next letter has shadda, then it is going to have idgham. So basically just look at the next letter. If the next letter has shadda, it is idgham. So again, this is the rule of idgham. We have noon without ghunna, we have lam and ra. Idgham with ghunna, we have the letters yanmu, ya, noon, mim, and waw. So inshallah, we are going to stop here for today, and then in the next class we will continue. We'll do a small review of idgham before moving on to the next letter. So inshallah, we'll end here for the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallah khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.